on Greenhow Hill by Rudyard Kipling. Narrated by Robin Nixon. To love's low voice she lent a careless ear. Her hand within his rosy fingers lay. A chilling weight she would not turn or hear, but with averted face went on her way. But when pale death, all featureless and grim, lifted his bony hand and, beckoning, held out his cypress wreath, she followed him, and love was left forlorn and wondering that she, who for his bidding would not stay, at death's first whisper rose and went away. Rivals.
Oh, hey, Ahmed Din, Shafiz, Allahu, Bahadur Khan, where are you? Come out of the tents as I have done and fight against the English. Don't kill your own kin. Come out to me.
The deserter from a native corps was crawling round the outskirts of the camp, firing at intervals and shouting invitations to his old comrades. Misled by the rain and the darkness, he came to the English wing of the camp, and with his yelping and rifle practice disturbed the men. They had been making roads all day and were tired. Ortheris was sleeping at Leroyd's feet. "What's all that?" he said thickly. Leroyd snored, and a Snider bullet ripped its way through the tent wall. The men swore. "It's that blooming deserter from Aurungabadis," said Ortheris.
"Get up!"